TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Idiot!
It sounds like SportsCenter the way you do it.
Idiot! Idiot! Welcome to Idiot Center. Let's do that countdown thing they do when they, I don't know what they do, but numbers go by and then they show things. I don't watch SportsCenter. this is ESPN. We'll be right back.
There's too much sports on SportsCenter. I can't handle it.
In retrospect, Tim was a poor choice for guest host on SportsCenter. I know, but the dude was sick and no one else was answering their phone.
Tonight, sport things happened, then numbers.
The Cleveland redshirt guys were they were battling the squadron of East Coast white shirt guys, and seemed like everybody got real sweaty.
Tim, that's just nature footage of a couple of birds.
Oh, God, I hate this. This is what hell is like.
Up next, more SportsCenter, I guess. Idiot! Idiot!
This is quite a little skit we wrote out for ourselves. Is everyone recording?
I am now, yes. Sorry, I missed the original idiot, idiot.
I am.
Did you not record any of that idiot goodness?
Sorry.
Noah barely participated. We did not need him.
Yeah.
Well, he was the linchpin by calling me an idiot.
Yeah, well,
Hold on.
Yeah.
Idiot!
No.
No.
Put that in.
No.
Put it where you want it.
No. I'll put it up your mom's butt.
Oh.
I mean, if that's where you want it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, there's serious drama on Andy's return flight from Chicago. I take my son to a parade and Noah comes over for a game night. And when you hear this sound...
You're not just flying, you're flying the friendly skies.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Ooh, I was smacking my phone against my face to keep because my other hand was full.
Full of what? Idiot?
Full with this microphone.
Why are you holding it?
Sexy.
Because I'm on the bed and it's just easier.
You're an idiot.
Yes. I'm so glad that's going to be the running theme of today's show. No one calling me an idiot.
I mean, isn't that what you want from life, Tim?
I want you to die. Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Yes,
welcome.
Sir.
I'm here.
I'm Tim.
You're here.
Yes, everybody's here. We all right. We got that established. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
Andy Dufresne's here.
I'd like to say that Andy fought the good fight.
Oh.
But sex.
Wait, was that but B-U-T sex or B-U-T-T sex?
The second.
But sex.
But the sisters forced it up his culo.
All right,
Morgan Freeman is turning dangerously close to, what's Peter's name? Cleveland from Family Guy? Also
yes,
the Cleveland
yes.
show? Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like, what's Tim waiting for? It's me. Tim is waiting for me.
I'm Noah, the N in the TanCast.
Don't say it like that.
And when you hear this sound,
no
butt sex.
You no.
It's the link in the show notes.
It doesn't mean there's a link in the show notes. It means we're talking about butt sex.
I mean, it could be both.
I'm not going to put any links in the show notes to butt sex.
I was going
to
say.
Come on, Tim.
Enchant.
Why you got
www.buttsex.com.
Is that a thing? You know what? I don't want to know.
I mean, probably
sure it is.
Who would? Wait, I'm going to see if buttsex.edu is a thing.
I guarantee
and if that
it's
exists,
not.
I'm putting that in the show notes.
For all your butt education needs.
Yep. Got to get your butts learned on.
In the meantime, How was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Relatively eventful for one day. So I took a trip to Chicago.
Chicago!
For work. Did my standard pick up a couple of frozen pies, figuring I was going to be going back to my brother's house to help him. And I'd bring some real Chicago pizza with me, and that would be a fun thing at the end of a long working day for everybody. So, longtime listeners may remember me telling a similar story, I think last May, about going to Chicago and getting so delayed that by the time I got home, I may as well have driven home.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit happened this time, but in a slightly different way. So it was the same bullshit of we get on a plane and then we're sitting there and they're like, "Aw, folks, we have to have mechanics look at stuff, but we got to do a checklist anyway, so it's probably going to be okay. So we're probably going to be delayed by about half hour." And then, you know, 15, 20 minutes goes by. "Folks, it's going to be at least another half hour over our previous estimate, so if you want to get off the plane, but you know, just be sure to take your carry-on luggage with you and stay pretty close by." I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Then, like, another 20 minutes, "Folks, we're going to have to get everybody off the plane, because this is either going to take too long or we're going to have to get another plane. So, please stay close by." So I'm like, okay, fuck it. So I get off, I go, it's time to grab some dinner. I'd planned on, you know, just, like, getting home at, you know, 9 or something like that and getting dinner on the way home. You know, like, fast food or some shit like that. I'm like, okay, if I'm going to be stuck in this airport, I'm going to get some food. So I go get some food, then I go back to the gate, like, "Folks, we're going to be a while, so here's some meal vouchers for everybody." I'm like, son of a bitch! Oh, well, you know, the company's paying for it anyways. It's okay. It's not really my money. That's fine. So I'm hanging out. Finally, they say, "We're going to have to get another plane in here, and we're still waiting for it to arrive. So there's some additional delay." So we finally get on the new fucking plane, and we pull out, and I notice that, like, we pull out to taxi and then don't fucking move. And then we move forward about 5 feet and stop. And then we move forward about 5 feet and stop. I'm like, did I teleport from Chicago to fucking L.A.? Am I on the 405 right now? What the fuck is this? And the pilot gets on. "Folks, for some reason, the line to take off is exceptionally long right now. Not sure what's going on. There's not, like, any weather coming in. But they're estimating it's going to take us about an hour to taxi."
Wow.
So I was lucky enough that it was me, blank seat, and another dude on the aisle seat. You know, so plenty of space to spread out the shoulders and all. It also means there was only one person between me and the guy on the other side of the aisle who starts probably about, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes later acting the fucking fool. So guy is hitting the call button. He's getting up out of his seat. They keep coming on the PA telling people, "If you're not sitting down, we can't taxi. If we can't taxi, we'll lose our spot." So people can start, like, yelling at this guy, you know, "Sit your ass down, stop hitting the call button," because they're also coming on and saying, if you have an emergency, hit your call button twice. If the flight attendants aren't in their jump seats, we can't taxi. If we don't taxi, we'll lose our space. Dude keeps hitting his fucking call button. Flight attendant keeps coming back, and he's like, no, I'm going to be too late now. If I'm going to get into Atlanta at midnight, I'd rather just stay in Chicago. I'm like, everyone else on this flight would rather get to Atlanta. Dude keeps ringing it. She comes back and she says, the pilot says it's not feasible to go back. So we are now third in line for takeoff. So it has been 55 minutes of the hour that we have been waiting. And this dude is still ringing the thing. And when she comes back and says, you know, are you going to be a problem on this flight? The guy's like, yeah, I'm going to be a problem. The pilot gets on and says, "Folks, sorry, we're third in line to take off, but instead we have to turn around and drive all the way back to the terminal. So one of your fellow
passengers?
Yeah, sorry. that was a long day yesterday, man. Sorry. One of your fellow passengers can meet the Chicago police." And I lean forward to this guy. I'm like, "What is your fucking problem?" And then the dude mouthed off to me. And I was closer in that moment than I have been in years to getting in a fist fight. And the only thing that stopped me is I realized if I go across this aisle and hit this guy, which I desperately wanted to do.
You definitely wouldn't get to Atlanta that night.
Yep. And those pizzas that were defrosting would definitely not make it to Atlanta.
"Man, I would beat you up, but I don't want to lose these delicious pizzas."
I'm like, I am not spending the night in a Chicago jail.
You're so lucky. I am hungrier than I am angry.
Dude,
a thinner man like, would beat you up. I just want you to know that.
Well, he did. He called me a fat piece of shit at one point. He's like, mind your own fucking business. I'm like, this is my own fucking business, you dense motherfucker. This is everyone's business, you dense motherfucker.
Did you say that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it how, was. How, I called
okay,
that guy.
Wait, wait. All right. As much as I enjoy yelling at an asshole, mm-hmm. how did everyone around you take this?
I got applause. And like when I was getting off the plane, sweet. Like people were like, man, you were saying what we were all thinking. And I was like I when I realized what I had done, I was kind of mortified. And when they were coming to take him off, I was waiting for another person to come and take me off. Because
okay, so it got pretty heated, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was – so when the guy was getting up and sitting down and getting up and sitting down, I actually unbuckled my seatbelt and started to reach for my belt because I thought this is going to be like a – you know, like the rest of the passengers are going to have to hold this guy down so he doesn't assault the tiny flight attendant kind of situation. Like I was getting a real strong, you know, this dude is going to fight this flight attendant vibe from him. So I was already unbuckled, and when the dude invited me to suck his dick, I was up out of my seat, leaning over the guy.
You're like, I can't
us.
Wait. Dick sucking.
Bring
why
it out.
Why'd you open with that? We could have stopped all this hostility.
Let me see what I'm working with. Oh man! And the lady behind me is like, she's like, man, like the third time that he told you to suck his, I'm like, this dude's gonna hit him. She's like, that was uncalled for. I'm like, wait. Don't judge me. Don't judge my life. You don't know what I'm about. But that was also to be, you know, I was trying to be silly and, you know, kind of diffuse the, now everyone thinks they only got one of the two maniacs on this flight off.
So I'm the other one.
I apologized at length and profusely to everyone around me, including the guy who had the misfortune of being between me and the subject of my ire.
Ah.
I was like, you are a freaking saint, and I am so sorry that I was that way.
And so, he was like, nah, man, that's cool.
Yeah. He said something about, another guy was the trains stopped at 1 a.m., and we were going to land at 1:05 after taking this guy back. He's like, I am not going to be able to get back to my car because I was going to have to take the train to my car. I was like, well, I'll drive you there. He's like, oh, do you live that direction? I'm like, no, I live this other direction. And the other direction that I live, I'm going to give away a little bit where the direction I live, at least. There's a town up that way where it's actually legally on the books that you have to own a gun. So the guy getting up says, he's like, well, you know, I don't know which city you live in, but this guy doesn't know that people who live up that direction have to own a gun. And I laughed. I'm like, well, it's not like it would be with me. And even if it was, it's not like that would have been, you know, an appropriate situation to get it out. Like, oh, I'm defending the homestead here of Flight 1076. So it's like the dude who like totally kept his calm and everything who was between me, like gets up at the end of the flight and makes a crack about me shooting the other guy. But not like in a like, oh, like, you know, like, oh, you seem like a hothead who would do it. More like he didn't realize what he was fucking with. Like, okay, I think there's levels to you. I thought I was maybe sitting next to Gandhi, but no. This is the speak softly and carry a big fucking gun kind of guy.
Do you think they actually took him to jail, or do you think they just released him at the airport?
I'm pretty sure they took him to jail.
I was like, it sounds like he just got what he wanted.
Yeah, they sent police, so I'm pretty sure when the police show up, they bring you to jail, not just, let us escort you to the runway and then see what happens there.
Have a good day, sir.
Yeah. At the very least, he sat in a police precinct inside the airport for a while.
Hmm.
But yeah, threatening a flight is not something they take lightly.
Well, did he threaten the flight, or he just was being obnoxious?
He turned around.
I'm going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So that could be viewed as a threat.
Okay.
In a world where they drag a dude off the plane for not giving up his seat.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, sure. All right.
Where were those guys that time?
That is what I wanted to see. Like, I was waiting for them to show up, you know, like, you know, full stormtrooper gear, blasters blazing, just hitting other random passengers because stormtroopers can't shoot for shit.
Did the guy just go willingly?
Yep.
Well, yeah, because he wanted to get off the flight.
Yeah, I figured, but I'm just making sure.
Was this a United flight?
It was a United flight.
Did you say anything? Like, why don't you get the jackbooted thugs to get this guy?
No, at that point, like, I also desperately wanted to get my phone out and film that guy, but I was like, that is definitely going to provoke a fist.
Provoke him?
Yeah. Like, that's a step too far.
Man, you could have gone viral. This was your chance.
I was a little worried that I was going to go viral. Like, somebody behind me is like, man, like, I really wanted to get a picture of that guy. Like, I also kind of wanted to get a video of the stuff that you were saying to him, because it was awesome. It's like, I'm very glad that you didn't. And they said it was the same reason. Like, they didn't want to provoke the guy by having their camera up.
So, nobody got a video of it, is what you're saying?
Apparently not. I did go, like, Googling for myself. Caitlin's like, you know, like, people could Google you and find this. Like, if you go viral, this could really affect you. Like,
that's yeah,
true. I know. Yeah, I was coming back from meeting with a fairly large, like, nationally known company. So,
that's Cogs, Cogs?
Yes.
Spacely Sprockets?
Yep. Both of them, actually. I know they're competitors, but, you know, Andy don't judge.
Sprockets.
Andy loves gears of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, you do.
Richard Gears.
Yeah. Gears of War.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I actually did enjoy Gears of War.
Gears of Gears. Love Gears.
Nope.
Climbing Gear.
Gears.
I feel like we've really wandered off the reservation now.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got this gear shit down.
So I did get home safely. The pizzas were only slightly defrosted, so they went right back in the freezer when they got home. They were a big hit in Chattanooga.
I think those pizzas are bad luck for you, Andy.
They are.
<He's>
Chicago's like, no, our wealth!
I would not have yelled at the guy.
You are not me. I mean, in retrospect, I will agree.
Pacifist Jones, of course you wouldn't have yelled at the guy.
What would you call me?
Pacifist Jones.
Oh. Yeah. Let's say I agree I should not have yelled at the guy, but I did.
Mostly just for the other reason you're thinking about of like, if I do this, I cannot be making my flight. And I was like, I don't want to deal with all that.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to yell, like, you know, what the fuck is your problem? Like, it was just blowing off the frustration at him. But when he came back on me, I was like, no.
That's the problem with yelling. Usually the other person doesn't like it, and they'll come back at you angry.
Yeah, they're almost never like, oh, thanks for yelling at me. You screwed me right out.
Oh, well, you know, every other, you know, sign that I'd seen of the guy, he seemed like a totally reasonable person. So why should I expect him to react in the way that he did, Tim? Andy says facetiously.
I think you're missing our larger point.
I think I'm making your larger point. I think I'm agreeing wholeheartedly with your larger point.
Right. He was just so upset that it did not matter.
I absolutely should have seen that coming from him.
I think I would have landed somewhere in between Noah and Andy. Like, I would have talked to the guy, but it would have just like... smug sarcasm.
I might have been like, yo, dude, I just want to get out of here. Can we just simmer down?
I'd be like, oh, it's good there's no one else on this flight that you could just, you know, make it your own personal problem. Nobody else here had plans tonight. Only you. You are the only one who's being inconvenienced right now, so it's good you're taking care of
it. Yeah. Oh, he did invite me to try something, and I screamed back at him, like... There was, again, the moment where I was like, I'm like, I know this guy's younger than me, but I am taller than him, and I outweigh him, and, like, I know how I am in a fight. I can take a hit and keep on pummeling.
Takes a hit and keeps on ticking.
Yeah, so there was a moment where I was about to try something. I mean, I was already out of the seat, so, you know, the dude was belted in. It would not have been a fair start to that fight. Yeah, so I had that flash where, like, I saw red, and then I realized, like, the little, you know, voice in my head is like, don't go to jail, Andy!
And your wife's not like that.
That's what your Jiminy Cricket sounds like? Sure, Andy. Yeah. It's, always let your conscience be your guide.
Yeah. Your wife may be slightly upset with you.
Yeah.
Wait. Noah's version's starting to sound like Bane.
Andy, do not get in a fight. Take back your airplane.
Now is not the time for brawling. That comes later.
Remember your pizza. You're a very hungry fat man.
More of, I realized that no matter how mad I was, and no matter how late I got there, my bed was going to be a lot more comfortable than a bench in a jail cell.
So true.
So, yeah, so true. Where the guy's like, start something. I went, fuck you. I'm going to Atlanta tonight. Your dumbass is going to jail. So right before the police came and got him, and I'd kind of like quieted down. Oh, he did try throwing an empty water bottle at me to like...
To get you out of your seat.
To get a reaction out of me. Yeah, I just ignored it. And then like a couple minutes later, I just started laughing. It's suddenly realized how fucking funny it was. And I leaned over to the guy. I'm like, you think you're getting on a plane again? He's like, no, I'm going to sleep in Chicago. I'm like, no. You think you're going to get off this plane, go sleep wherever you want in Chicago, and then get on another plane again ever? You are never getting on another plane as long as you fucking live, you dumb piece of shit.
I'm going to say that is probably an overstatement.
It probably is. But they make no-fly lists for shit like this.
Was he white?
No.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. If he was a white guy having a bad day, maybe not.
I was like, if he's white and he's well, my second question was going to be, did he look wealthy? Because that seems like white boy wealthy behavior. Like, oh!
It does. No,
wait. How do white people sound?
Oh, all white people sound like this. Oh!
Yeah, no, it was 20-something black dickhead. Oh, and his first name is Ali. So, yeah, dude is definitely not getting on a plane again.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
No one would have been like, hey, man, you're making us look bad.
Come on, man. Simmer down.
Hey, you see all these white folks? You are now the template for all the black people they know.
Don't like, act a fool.
Hope we don't cancel Jamal's flight. He'll flip out.
Yeah.
Oh! Man,
after the dude was off the plane, like, there were other black people on the plane, and they'd seen me flip out at this guy. And I was a little worried that they would think that I was flipping out at the guy because he was black. And I didn't give a shit that he was black. I gave a shit that he was keeping me from getting to fucking Atlanta.
I mean, clearly it helps. You can tell that there was nothing about your story that made me think he was black until this moment.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. Yeah.
It's not like, you dumb nigga.
Oh, no. No, definitely. No, I called him a piece of shit. I called him a dumb motherfucker.
I called him bugaboo. I called him porch monkey.
Pickaninny.
Eggplant.
Watermelon. But I said, no, not the N-word. Because we live in a civilized society.
Yes.
Whew. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know about never again, but...
It'll be a while. He was not getting on a flight the next day. That is for
That's
certain.
For sure.
He was not getting
That's
to whatever plans
sure.
he had in Atlanta. He could cancel them.
Well, and also, I'd say his United miles are not going to be any use. Like, I hope he was. Man, I'm really close to a trip to Tahiti.
You don't think they let you keep your 9 miles when you delay a flight like that, Tim?
I'm going to say probably not.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. It seems a little selfish.
Of United?
Yeah. Let the guy have his miles. He flew, right?
Yeah, so I checked to see if there was any news about, you know, a passenger pulled off of United flight to Atlanta. Fat, crazy dude yelled at him.
I mean,
like that
was...
Like,
sorry, go ahead.
I tried searching for variations on, you know, fat white guy flips out or other things. But no, I did not make any viral sensations, thank goodness.
I mean, you were probably pretty close, though.
I mean, one cell phone whipped out.
Yeah.
Or if one of you had, like, gone for the other.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure that would have wound up on something. I was getting pretty creative with the strings of four-letter words that I was using. I was making up my own foul language as I went along.
I mean, anger does that to you.
Anger definitely does that to me.
It just makes you, like, just say stuff like you would probably never say because you're just, like, not even thinking straight. Or maybe you just think straight. You're like, I'm on my shit right now.
I get into a weird zone when adrenaline kicks in. Like, I don't remember well afterwards, like, all of the specifics of what happened. But, like, while it's happening, it's this weird moment of focus and clarity. Like, I am thinking faster than I can normally. But it's like, it's at the expense of actually making memories of what happened. So, yeah, that was kind of the biggest part. I said how the pizza went. Taking a couple of trips to Chattanooga, including yesterday, which is why we're recording this on Sunday.
Pizza shit.
Yeah, I know. But my brother's going to be moving into a house with a functional bathroom, so that'll be...
Oh, well, then it's worth it.
That'll be useful.
Let's all let's convenience everybody else for one person.
Well, five.
Can I take a shit in those bathrooms? No, I cannot.
There's going to be five of them needing to take shits in that bathroom.
Do they really need to take a shit in the bathroom? I don't think so.
They do have a lot of property.
Don't they have a lot of property? Yeah.
They do, dig a hole. Yes. They have a lot of property.
It's Chattanooga. There's shit everywhere.
Chattanooga's a nice place, motherfucker.
Yeah, nice place to take a shit.
All right.
Nice for me to poop on.
They also have they have a medium-sized boxer, so they can just blame it on him.
Oh, the dog.
Yes. No. They just keep a guy, you know, who's into fisticuffs like, chained up in the shed.
Got a world middleweight champion.
Yeah. Evander Holyfield just hangs out, deucing it up in their yard.
Seriously, I gotta take a dump.
Is that how he sounds? He sounds like John Travolta?
That was my Mike Tyson.
That was Mike Tyson, yes.
It sounds like John Travolta. Hey.
Hey. Don't touch my hair.
Welcome back, Carter.
Mr. Carter. Oh my God, I took a shit in the yard.
And now that girl who sings, let it go. Skibbledap gibbledoobahoo.
Man, that was not even close.
Benedict Cumberbatch is not only a talented actor, it's what you get when you ask John Travolta to pronounce Ben Affleck.
Oh.
I don't know who Benedict Cumberbatch is, but Scratch and Sniff Hufflepuff was great in Doctor Strange.
I was like, you don't know who Benedict Cumberbatch is? You were doing a bit.
Yeah.
I was going that direction as well. I'm like, really?
I'm like, of the three of us, you should be the one who knows who Benedict Cumberbatch is. If anybody's going to watch Sherlock, it's got to be you.
Yeah. Man, I still love / hate the way that, like, they did the, my name isn't really John Harrison, it's Khan. Where Kirk's reaction should have been like, K?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of was. They didn't look like, oh, this affects me. They're like,
yeah. All right.
My real name is Mr. Poodle Pants. What are we doing right now?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're talking about here.
The second Star Trek
sorry.
Reboot.
Into Darkness.
You were part of the skit. Got
I'm part of the skit.
you
disappeared
into
the character so much, I thought I was talking to the real Noah.
Yeah, we mistook actual confused Noah and skit confused Noah. Because the first is so damn common. Oh!
Okay.
Confusion burn.
You can take that shit?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All Noah, right. Try something.
People will yell at you.
Very angry.
From across the aisle.
He might beat me up if I were there.
As long as you didn't have pizzas defrosting.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't get in any fights, but one thing I don't get is like if I was ever in a fight and the guy was like big, I would go for the balls, the throat, the you know. I'm like, I might get my ass kicked just because, like, I'm not fighting like a man. I'm like, it's about not getting beat up. That's what it's about. Yeah.
I am big, and I do go for those.
I go for the exit.
That's also a safe place to go for.
Tim is spry.
I'll punch you in the exit. What? Where'd he go?
Try to figure that out. You just run away.
Yep. It's like, I confuse him, and I bolt.
It's awesome strategy.
What's 3 times 27? Why is he asking me math? Where did he go?
Smoke bomb.
You're still standing in the same place. You're supposed to move.
Oh, damn it. I was really hoping you were allergic to this smoke.
Sorry.
You don't feel itchy?
You don't have a little tickle in your throat?
Sorry, shouldn't you be frantically
searching for an EpiPen?
Sorry, you guys are still going.
We never stop.
I know. I was going to change it. I was going to say, sorry, my trapdoor was over there. Hang on, give me a sec. All right, now smoke bomb. Ha-ha.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've monopolized all this. Yeah, time for someone else to talk about their weeks.
Well, the reason we didn't record last week is because, well, because Andy was probably fucking helping his brother again. Oh, got to put in a toilet main or some shit.
I was.
But also, I was in Port Townsend, Washington for the Rhododendron Festival that happens every year.
As I do.
And so they do like a kiddie parade where they have the kids, you just march in a parade. Which apparently there's some controversy because parents like to walk with their kids. And some people are like, we don't want to see the fucking parents. Stand on the sidelines. We just want to see the kids.
Oh my God.
Small town controversies.
Indeed. I was like, all right. I don't know why that really matters. Like, so... Oh, anyway. So there were different, like, costume categories. And there was, like, a Disney one. There was a superhero one. There was, like, a medieval one. There was miscellaneous and blah, blah, blah. So my two boys dressed up in superheroes. And Michael won first place for his Spider-Man costume, which meant he got to be in the big, big parade.
Ah.
And hot tip. Oh, and I was going to walk with him, again, on the side. That was, you know, because I don't want to anger the locals. So I'm like, I'll just walk on the side. You walk in the parade. But then at the last minute, we're starting to go, and this one woman is holding this gigantic banner in front, and the person organizing it is like, can one of the adults help this, help her with the banner? And I'm looking around. All the other adults are like, nope, I'm walking with my kids. I've got to walk with my... And so, like, the other side of that stupid argument, no, I've got to walk with my kids. I'm like, all right, well, I'm an adult and I can hold banners, so yes, I will hold the banner. Like, I meet the two qualifications. And
I am 18 plus and have hands and feet. All four of which are functional.
So, like I said, Michael dressed as Spider-Man. Not mm-hmm. only that, he had sunglasses under his mask, so he is covered head to toe. I was not expecting to walk in the brunt of the sun, and I roasted in that parade. Didn't realize it till the first time I really realized it, I was like, oh, my forehead itches. Scratch, scratch. That is a sunburn.
Yeah.
A little less than an hour later. Oh, is that a bug on my neck?
Oh.
No, it's pain on my neck.
Oh, I love that this is like just Tim compounding his injuries. Like, you don't burn enough.
I know, I don't. Normally, I stay indoors where it's safe.
Yes. Well, I can't reach me in here. It is never safe for me outdoors.
Meh, you'll never get me, son. Meh. I'm staying in here, see? Meh.
I get my tan from my computer monitors.
The moral of the story is, Michael was in a parade, and that was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw
to be in a parade.
Sweet.
Yeah. We're going to go to Santa Maria to go visit my in-laws on tomorrow. Holy shit. I got to pack. This, I can't remember if it's Saturday or Sunday, Drew's going to be on a little float in a little parade for a rodeo that they do every year. We're getting a sunburn, Tim.
Slather up some sunblock or bring a hat. I just remember thinking, I should pack my hat. Nah. And like the whole time I'm sitting in the barbecue afterwards with my sunburn, just picture my hat sitting on my shelf going, bro, I'm right here.
Like, could've did you bring me? It with you on the trip?
Nope.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to be doing both. I'm going to bring one of my hats and I will be wearing a shit ton of sunblock. But you guys have known me for years. I come from pasty pale folk. If the sun is nearby, like, I can get a sunburn off of reflections. Like, if there's metal nearby, that can burn me.
So this means we're off again next week, right?
We'll either need to be off or we'll need to figure out a way of working around, like, the rodeo plans. So, play it by ear? Like, I don't mean, like, you know, wait until Saturday and, like, you know, just sit by your computers and be like, go, 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 Tancast now! I mean, like, you know, I should have a better idea of, like, what the schedule looks like. Once I'm actually in Santa Maria, so you know, like tomorrow or Thursday or Tuesday, not Thursday.
You're gonna be so kind of close.
I am, and in fact, we're going to land in SFO tomorrow at around noon, and then have like a two hour and twenty, I think, layover. I didn't realize this when we were booking the flights. I mean, I didn't do the math because Caitlin was taking care of booking the flights. If we had just stopped in SFO, we actually would have gotten to Santa Maria sooner because it would have been about a 4.5 hour drive. But we're going to land in LAX, so it's going to be a 3 hour drive anyway. So between the flight and the layover and everything, we would have gotten to Santa Maria like 2 hours sooner if we just driven from SFO.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
And, you know, leaving from SFO, we could have done things like, hey, you know, you want to have lunch?
So Santa Maria is between San Francisco and LA.
Yes, it's about 3.5 south of San Jose, so it's kind of like the midpoint between LA and, you know, say Santa Cruz or Monterey.
Okay.
Yeah, if you know where Santa Barbara is, it's about an hour north of there.
Vaguely.
Hey, strangers on the internet, want to find where my in-laws live?
Now they know. Now they're gonna find you.
Well, you know.
That dude from the plane is going to find you. He's got nothing but time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm stuck in Chicago.
It's all right, dude. Come on. There's ranchers around there, and my crew rolls deep, son.
Stop it.
I don't actually know any other ranchers around there.
I was like, just
my father-in-law does. He's in, like, Rotary with all of them.
He's very crotchety. You don't want to mess with him.
He's only crotchety if you fuck with him. Well, kind of like me.
I was like, well, it sounds like this situation, that would apply.
Yeah. He has better sense than I do, though, so I don't think that he would have done as much.
I can't think of anything else that happened over the course of the 2 weeks that was fun.
I guess it's time to turn over Noah.
I saw Alien Covenant.
Yeah? Are we going to hold back on a review of that for a special guest?
Perhaps.
All right.
I'll just say, this is fine. Nothing amazing. It felt like it lost its way.
Okay.
Like midway through it, or like
just from like the
whole
original like source material.
Got it.
Of like, but you know, but the problem, like, and I will say this, like the problem with like when it first came out, it was so unique and different that it kind of followed some of that same stuff, but now that doesn't seem so unique and different anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's become cliche.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a problem. And like, it was trying to be like a hybrid between like, I think a horror movie, but also more philosophical. Like, you know, scenes where you're like, that looks straight out of like, you know, any kind of horror movie you would see today. So, maybe we'll discuss it more later at a later date with a special guest.
Special. Guest.
Nothing special to us. Like, listeners should not get too excited and be like, did they get like Adam Carolla?
Yep.
It's someone you never heard of. Yep. I remember Tim said this to me one time, but it just cracked me up. You got me something, I think. And I was like, oh, you got me something? He's like, calm down. It's not going to change your life.
That does sound like me.
And I would say, like, the special guest is not going to change your life.
She might.
Probably.
Or he might.
It's a shame.
She identifies female.
That she does. I feel like...
Is anybody champing at the bit to see the new Pirates movie?
No, not remotely.
Not after seeing the fourth one. Holy shit.
I do want to see Colossal, though.
I want to see that, but I can't be bothered to leave the house to go see it.
And you know where it's playing, Tim?
Is it playing at the Alamo Drafthouse in San Francisco?
It is.
Oh. Speaking of Alamo Drafthouse in San Francisco and movies we're going to see there, I saw another trailer for the Sam Jackson, Ryan Reynolds, Hitman's Bodyguard.
You're not just flying, you're flying the friendly skies.
I'm still on board.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think you wouldn't be. Like, I think it'd be pretty hard for you to get you off board.
Apparently the characters have a history that wasn't in the first preview.
Oh. Do you feel like it added to the story, Tim?
Yeah. They're former adversaries now having to work together.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, are you telling they're on the wrong side of the law from each other, Tim?
At the end, they fall in love and get married and have three corgis.
Did you call me a jerk, Tim?
Did I? No, I did. Wait, did I? I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you said jerk.
No, you're
at
this point.
Check the tape. I'm reasonably sure I didn't.
Wait, are you telling they're on the wrong side of the law from each other, Tim?
Sure.
I'm reasonably sure I didn't.
No, I'm sure you didn't.
No, at this point, you've just heard it so often, like, you just insert it into random things that Tim's saying. I could go for a burger right now, jerk.
Oh, I could go for a burger. Oh, I went to a wedding the other day, a couple days ago, and I was getting ready, and like, I may have told you that we went out to a dance, or like a dress-up, auction dinner dance a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't find my normal nice pants, so I wore my other ones. I'm like, oh, these are too tight, I am so fat. And I was like, oh, and then for this wedding, I'm like, oh, I found my normal pants, oh, still too tight, I'm still too fat. And then I went to button my shirt and I couldn't button the collar. I'm like, oh man, I'm neck fat now. I have neck fat.
You are neck fat, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Noah's already heard it, but Andy's not reacting at all.
No, I'm shaking my head because the struggle is real.
I ate salads and oatmeal all week and I'm still neck fat.
You gotta work out,
bullshit.
Tim.
I was trying to work out a way to not shove more food in my mouth, and I succeeded.
Just like, if you walk 30 minutes every day, I think that would help. Like a
but
brisk
then I have
walk.
To walk 30 minutes.
What?
But then I have to walk 30 minutes.
Yeah, but it'll help you lose weight if that's what you want.
Your plan has its own flaw built into it.
Yeah, but it has the benefit that you want.
Certainly there's a pill or something.
Yeah, it's called Speed.
Yeah, that's true.
With Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock?
Nope.
I've seen that several times and I'm still fat. I own it on DVD.
You wanted to, so you guys know that I've been, you know, being pretty rigorous with my Fitbit for the last like 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it has definitely been like tracking my food in this thing has definitely been helping me with like I get to the point where, you know, I've logged in my dinner and I'm like, holy shit, I'm already at 2,400 calories. Do you want dessert? No, I do not. Because I burned 2,800 calories today, and that is that. I'm not going over that.
It is amazing. Like, yeah, you don't realize how much calories you just shove in your body.
Yeah.
Without realizing.
Oh, man. Arby's brought their orange creamsicle shake back out. I was like, oh, God, it's summer, and the creamsicle shake is back. That's awesome. Then I looked up the nutrition information. The small one is like 520 fucking calories, and the big one's like 800. I'm like, I could have two fucking sandwiches for the size of that big one. I'm not going to have any of these anymore.
But would that sandwich taste as delicious? Either one of them? No, they wouldn't.
Eddie, you could have, like, if you had one, like, while they're out, like.
Yes.
If you can do that, like, some, you know.
At some point this summer, I will have one. But it'll be on a day where it's like, you know, I'm going to have a salad for the rest of lunch, and I'll have a salad for dinner, and, you know, I'm going to make sure I.
I don't even think it matters for that day. I think it just matters, like, the totality, right?
Yeah.
Like, even if you had a big meal that day and had the shake, like, it kind of matters. But, like, you know, you're not, your weight fluctuates throughout the week. You know, you're probably looking at a week at a time, right?
Yes. And, you know, the total calories in and the total calories out, you know, it matters over time. It's not like, you know, like, oh, no, I had 3,500 calories today and now I'm fat again.
Yeah.
But, Tim, that deep sigh that you have, it's because, like, realizing how much shit, like, even when I was thinking I was being good, like, how many calories I was still taking in, like, this is not so much of, you know, me being hyper anal about it as me trying to change the way my brain works by staying on track with this.
Oh, I was sighing because it's like, oh, I can't even have a good thing. You have to have it once in the summer and be done with it. That's not how life should work.
Yeah, I know. But I'm 40, and I'm fat, and I don't want to be this fat and 41. So, yeah, Kate, like, when I'm tracking my calories, like, Caitlin will mock me. She's like, you're like a woman. I'm like a fat man who's trying not to be as fat.
Like someone who's trying to take care of my body. That's what I'm like.
Well, it's also not just calories. It's what you're eating. It's what is in the calories. Like, what is it? Processed grains and shit. That's the big killer.
Yeah, and I'm still putting too many of those in my body, but fewer. I've cut those back. I still love carbs so much. I still love bread so much.
Bread is it's amazing.
I know. It's so soft and
sweet. I want to eat
sweet,
all the bread.
Sour at the same time. It's so good.
You can put some butter on it.
Oh, God.
Or if you're like me, you put all the fucking butter on it.
Yes. Tim, I've got half a chub just thinking about nicely buttered bread right now. But I'm so fat that it's like a quarter chub.
That's one thing that helps you when you lose weight. It makes your dick feel bigger.
Yeah, yeah. No, I looked down. I was like, I'm pretty sure I used to have a bigger dick. And then I kind of pushed some of the pudge back. And I was like, I used to have a much bigger dick. Like, I went from respectable to, like the shady side of average. Like, this has got to go back around.
Hashtag fat problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I want the rest of my dick back. Even if I'm not doing anything with it, I just want to know it's there. Like, I can see all of it again.
My dick.
Yes. So, super annoying. I was busy all day yesterday. You know, I was helping my brother, you know, I thought I was going to help him move, but they got an extension on when they had to move out, so they're going to move more slowly. So instead I was doing stuff like, you know, tiling and, you know, working on some of his doors and, like, door frames, getting them nailed down and more solid and everything. I was walking around all day yesterday, and my Fitbit told me when I got home that I had gotten to 9,947 steps. I'm like, how goddamn much do you have to move to get to 10,000? Because I was on my feet
all fucking day. Now, granted, a lot of the time that I was on my feet, like, I'm standing still because I'm driving nails or, you know, like, removing screws or whatever. I'm standing up, sitting down to get at stuff, you know, down by my knees and all that. So I get that I did a lot more movement yesterday than the steps even allow for. But when that got me 53 steps shy of 10,000, I was like, how the fuck do you hit 10,000? Because on great days,
I'm hitting
8.
Did you just take 53 steps before you went to bed?
I was in the car, so I was like 12:05 when I got home, and the day had already ended.
You should have just got out of the car and just walked around.
Well, I didn't realize, like, I was going to get home at like 11:50. I didn't realize how many steps I was up to, by the way. Like, I went to look at it, and it was on the next day, and I flipped back, and I'm like, motherfucker, when I saw it. I think I sent you guys a picture. I'd had my wallet and my Fitbit in my pocket, but I'd just taken the pants out of the dryers, like the pockets were a little damp, but I didn't have time to run them through again.
Pants,
so I just tossed the Fitbit in my wallet on the seat next to me, and then drove to work. And when I got to work, it said I had gone up like 81 flights of stairs. So word to the wise: don't put your Fitbit on top of your wallet on the seat next to you, and then drive for an hour and a half. It will think
you.
Or do, I guess, if you really want to cheat.
So I always do.
I spent the rest of the day not wearing it so that, like, the calorie tracker would be back to, you know, like, exactly, or not exactly, but, like, in the range of how many calories it actually burned that day. Like, this is throwing off the math.
Welcome to Fitbit Talking Tankcast.
We should probably wrap it up.
Probably, because this is getting super boring.
Wrap it up already?
Yes.
I was going to make a condom joke about that, but I hear a sweet little baby, and that just seems wrong.
Are you all right? Is your record skipping? What is happening?
It's not skipping.
Take the sunblock out.
Why?
Aww. I saw the children last night. It was wonderful.
Whew, Noah was like the Pied Piper of children last night. We had 9 children in this house last night.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of children in one place.
Yes. Yeah. And 9 adults.
I would have put them all in the yard.
We would have been outnumbered.
They're pretty good at entertaining themselves.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. Although Michael woke up this morning and he was looking at all his Legos. They're broken!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Michael asked me, he's like, are you going to spend the night and play games with us? I'm like, well, I don't think so.
Yeah, what Noah was essentially over for was a game night where we played nary a game.
Not even one. Not even close to one.
It's like I cleared off the table to play a game. That was as close as we got.
It was still an enjoyable time, though.
Well, then it was Indeed. A successful game night.
And we had pizza.
That is yes, always a successful game night.
And we had some delicious dip that Danelle made.
Mm-hmm. There's still a little bit left. I said, oh, I'm saving that for me.
Yeah, it was good. It's fun times. Good catching up. We saw Steph's new baby, Evelyn.
I hadn't seen her yet. Danelle had. I don't know if Noah had.
No, I had not. And yeah, and then kids are very into being recorded and watching it.
Yes, they are.
I was like, they're pretending there's a wave, and I was like, yeah, there's a wave coming, and then they'd run across from one side of the room to the other, and then I'd record, and they're like, oh, I want to see. Slow motion. Fast motion. And Tim was very smart last night.
I was?
When I was That's asking about like why slow motion was darker.
Oh.
Like, it's got to take more frames, so therefore you need more light. I was like, you're good, Tim. You're good.
He said, oh, you're smart. Like it was the most surprising revelation that could ever happen. I assume you just run around licking your own feet every day, but apparently you know
yeah,
things.
But apparently you got some brains up there, buddy.
Defying wow. all odds and every expectation, Tim was smart.
Tim, you never cease to surprise me, buddy.
Kill you. Well, kids, I was going to say enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, but I doubt I'll have this edited before Tuesday.
I hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, unless you don't live in this country, in which case I hope you enjoyed working on Monday, sucker.
Oh, yeah. They probably get some extra holidays we don't get.
They probably do.
We never hear about. I mean, they didn't. We never really hear about other people's... James, what are you doing? I'm trying to wrap it up in here, man. James, say hi to Noah. Say hi to Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Hi, James.
Say hi to Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, James. Hi.
She not talking.
She, oh, you can't hear them, but they can hear you.
Why?
Why? Because that's how this works.
That's how it works.
I don't see them.
Oh, there's a picture of Noah, and there's a picture of a monkey that represents Andy.
I'm a monkey.
What were you laughing at, Tim?
Andy.
After he said hi, Andy, he looked at me like, is this a bunch of bull?
I don't see Sandy.
Not Sandy, Andy. Is someone burning toast?
I don't see
Am I having a stroke?
Is someone wasting their stroke, Tim?
That sounds good, thanks.
Did you?
Noah's worried about himself. Andy's toast. Worried about bread.
Is there literally no burning bread in this house? Because I smell it.
I don't see it.
Smell your kid. Maybe he's been rolling around in crumbs.
Are you smelling?
I smell toast.
Is that a thing that you do when you have a stroke?
Randy,
supposedly.
Well, not necessarily bread, but it can cause
I'm not near
weird
the mic
sensations.
At all.
We can still hear you.
Okay. All right, James. What? We're going to wrap it up and we'll come get you.
Stop being so cute. We got to say goodbye.
He's a cute kid.
Yep.
And just a delight to watch.
James, you're a cute kid and you're a delight to watch, says Uncle Noah.
He just enjoys life. He's just like, oh shit, I'm alive. I'm just going to spin around and fall down. Oh shit, this is amazing.
They were both boys were upset you weren't here this morning.
I'm surprised like Jonathan remembers who I am. Like, it's just weird because I feel like I had very limited interaction with him in general, but he's like, Noah. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on?
You are memorable.
I was like, I don't think he remembers me, and I've seen him a ton. You know why? When they interact with you, they're interacting with you. When they interact with me, they're interacting with my kids, and I'm just the kid facilitator.
Okay. I have no kids to interact with, so it's just like, hey, y'all, gives me, buddy.
They're like, oh, Noah is the main attraction.
He's like a giant kid, and I think if we're nice enough to him, he'll let us grab a hold of that ring in his nose and just ride it around.
No, not at all.
He's like human monkey bars.
They officially switched the Tower of Terror at Disneyland to the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, and they did this live stream for you to watch the opening ceremony.
Uh-huh.
No sound the entire time.
Fail.
So were any famous people there?
Yeah, Michael Rooker, the lady who played Mantis, and Zoe Saldana.
Wow.
And also the director, James Gunn.
Nice. And is it Tower of Terror just Guardians of the Galaxy style, or is it a totally different ride?
Yep. It's okay. The exact same ride with a different facade.
Excellent.
They did add a animatronic raccoon, rocket raccoon, to the queue area.
Now,
you know where you watch the episode of the Twilight Zone.
Does the queue area still look like a Twilight Zone hotel?
No.
Okay.
You're now in the collector's vault.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a bunch of different aliens in buckets and whatnot, and some of them, like one of them, is a reference to like Walt Disney World, and one of them is the old Yeti that used to be in the Matterhorn before they changed it,
mm-hmm.
and they just put that animatronic in there. I thought that was amusing.
That's nice.
It was not open when you were there, right, Tim?
It was not.
Okay.
I'm actually the
facade had changed, so I flipped it off. Not really. I was at Disneyland. Anyway, sorry. I was signing off, and then something about the boys reminded me of that.
All right. Well. What should you not trust?
Oh, yeah. I forgot my thing again. Oh, yeah, there it is. I was like, I can start if you can't think of something.
Go ahead.
Not today, buttoning my collar.
Oh, fat struggle.
Never trust Andy to get his pizza home without thawing a little bit.
This week, I hate motherfuckers who make me an extra hour late to get my pizza home. And Donald Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
No Jay this week.
No, he hasn't earned it.
Suck it.
Dude.
Suck
all
it,
of the-
Lord Dampnut.
All of the shit about Hillary doesn't have the stamina to be president, and then he's in a fucking golf cart while all the rest of the world leaders are walking in Italy. Like, you fat, fat fucker. Because I'm a fat fucker, so I know fat fucker, and I would have taken that fucking walk.
I like that Seth Meyers quote that, like, pretty much everything he does now, there's a thing of him on the campaign trail saying, don't do that.
Yeah. There's a subreddit called Trump Criticizes Trump, or Criticizing Trump, or something like that, where it's literally like, when he does something that hits the news, they will just find and quote the tweet where he was talking shit about that, or the video or whatever where he's talking shit about the exact same thing he did. Like, that dude is so fucking good at projection, he should run all of the movie theaters everywhere ever.
I'm going to stop recording because I got to go poop. I'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Let me poop, can't hold it in anymore. Let me poop, I should have closed the door. I don't care what they're going to say, let the poop come out, smell never bothered me anyway.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
We're on sync poop schedules. Because the reason I was a couple of minutes late was I was wiping.
All right, well, I'm going to record the intro, so ostensibly I'm going to stop recording.
Well, I'm going to stop recording for reals. Click.